The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, Chief William G. Palmini Jr. is Chief of the Department of Public Safety at Notre Dame de Namur and former Chief of University of California, Hastings College of Law, San Francisco. And he's on the line with us here. How are you today?
I'm fine, Toby. Hope all is well with you.
Yeah, I'm smashing today. Now, your recent book that's just came out is called Know What Cops Know. So what can you tell us about the book?
Well, I can tell you that it's a crime prevention guide. And the idea for this book came out of a desire to share the knowledge that police officers acquire in the line of duty so that readers can get a better, may better protect themselves. It's sort of a building awareness and developing traits that law enforcement use daily. And after interviewing a lot of suspects with regards to the crimes mentioned in this book, I'm giving the information, or I'm attempting to give the information in this book to the public, what the bad guys look for and what the cops look for and what the cops have developed from the bad guys so you can better protect yourself and your family.
Do you feel this book is quite important?
I do, with the current climate that's going on in this country. I mean, this is for people, this is for the public, to help protect themselves and avoid being a victim of a crime.
And what is this current climate that you refer to?
I'm talking about the permissive, what I feel is the permissiveness in society of crime, the lack of the justice system to take action to assist the general public. You know, it's the whole political defund the police and the political nature. And I think that what is happening is there's a lot in law enforcement and the criminal justice system that are not doing their jobs and not educating or preventing crimes from the public. I think that a lot of police officers that I talk to have shied away from taking aggressive steps to protect the public, and it's only because of the social climate that we have. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying a few of them. You know, the recent shooting and the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where all those children got shot, is a prime example of the breakdown in the justice system, the lack of law enforcement officials to take action, because I really believe that they either didn't have the proper training and or they were afraid of the media or what the results if they went wrong. And I just think that that's part of the climate. So this book, I talk about mass shootings in this book also. It's a chapter. It's got several crimes, including ATM machines, burglary, residential burglary, date rape, mass shootings, senior citizen scams, pigeon drops, date rapes, carjackings, and a myriad of different crimes that I try to assist the reader in. Number one, what to look for. Number two, and if you should become a victim, what to do if you are a victim, and a crime for that crime at the end of each section.
So what are some of the ways that you lay out in the book on how we can prevent crime? I mean, is it preventing ourselves being a victim, or is it maybe more actively stopping crime from happening?
Well, trying to prevent the person or individuals from being a victim. Of course, you know, nothing's foolproof, but let's take an example of a date rape. My investigations of date rape are probably one of the most difficult crimes to solve, especially when it's a one-on-one and he said, she said situation. So yeah. I try to point out some things in here that I know from talking to suspects and responsibles, what they look for. So I try to tell the person, whether it be male or female, you need to, number one, beware if your date or the person tries to get you to ignore your instincts. Beware if the date wants to take you to a secluded location. Beware if your date tries to separate you. This is really important. Separate you from your friends. And most date rapes will happen and occur from, a bar. It's usually going to be a stranger. 50% of rapes, the victim usually knows the responsible. However, for those percentages that occur on a date rape, most of them, not all of them, but most of them will occur at a bar or a nightclub. So one of the things I said is don't leave your drink and go to the dance floor and don't isolate yourself from your friends. If the perpetrator tries to isolate you, be aware, use your instincts. Don't accept beverages from somebody you don't know, especially if they bring the drink to you. And if you go to the bathroom or go to the dance floor, don't drink the drink when you get back, unless you have a friend that's sitting there and paying full attention and nobody's placing anything in that drink. It's safer to order a new drink.
Yeah. An important point as well is that, of course, there are ways that you can prevent it as laid out in this book, but a rape is never the victim's fault, is it?
That is correct. I point that out also.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to know. Say no and make sure that they know that no means no.
Yeah. So how long did this book take you to write?
About 4 years. It covers, as an example, let's just take a residential burglary. Most people know to lock your doors, but a lot of people forget or close your windows. But what a burglar that's going to come to your residence, know that between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 in the afternoon is usually the prime time that a burglar is going to enter your residence. They're looking for hedges or foliage that covers what they're going to consider the point of entry. Is the backyard easy accessible so they can go around to the backyard and operate in secrecy out of the public view? If you're looking out your window and you see a car that you don't recognize, especially if it has no license plates, especially if it has license plates that have a lot of dirt on the license plate, look like, example, is the car really shiny and clean, but the license plates are dirty? That's a clue that somebody may be casing your house. Watch out for the people that will ring your doorbell and ask to use your bathroom, and then especially if there's two of them, because one will be talking to you at the front door while one uses the bathroom, and the one that uses the bathroom is usually going to rifle through jewelry and things like that, and take expensive objects out of the residence. So you need to be aware of these factors.
Yeah. How much of your own work has gone into the research for this book?
Oh, almost every chapter I mentioned from my desk when I was investigations for over 20 years. Yeah. I've investigated all of these cases many times. And so I'm speaking from very, I'm very familiar with the cases. I've done thousands of interviews with the suspects, both burglars, robbers, ATM machines, drug dealers, rapists, serial killers, so I'm speaking from the information that I gleaned from them over the years together with what they tell me they look for. You know, I go to a lot of scams on the elderly, and there are a lot of those out there. As an example, I'll give you one quick one, and I've investigated this several times. It's what's called a pigeon drop. Toby, have you ever heard of a pigeon drop?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's usually played on an elderly, where an elderly is walking down the street, and it's usually done by two females. Female will rushly, eagerly walk up to the elderly woman and say, "Look in this bag. I just found $10,000 in this bag, and I don't know what to do with it." And they will have a roll of play money, but around the play money will really be a couple of $100 bills. So if you're in your 70s or 80s, you think that that's a lot of money. And then as soon as you say that, another woman will come up and say, I just heard what you said. I know what to do. I have a friend. He's an attorney. He lives around the corner. Now, Toby, I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version here. It takes a little more elaborate than what I'm doing. But there's an attorney that I know around the corner. Let me go check with him. So she'll go, and 5 minutes later, she'll come back and say, he says that if we each put up $10,000, we could split the money. So, of course, the two females agree to come up with $10,000, and they pressure the elderly person come up with $10,000 to cash. So they go take it to the attorney, and of course it never makes it to the attorney, and they're gone, and the poor lady's out of 10 grand. I know, I've worked these.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cases. And it works on the green, and you know, anybody that wants to make money. I mean, the bank examiner scheme is another one that I've worked. These people will watch elderly people go to the bank. It doesn't even have to be elderly people. Go to the bank and they watch the bank deposits that you throw in the garbage. You see, a man will dress in a full suit, contact you when you come out of the bank. They will see what teller you go to. They'll come in and say, "Did you just go to the teller by the name of Kathy?" "Yes, I did." "Well, I'm with a bank examiner, and I'll have some official credentials on them. We're examining that teller because we know she's dipping into people's funds and stealing money, and we'd like to catch you. So what we'd like to do is we would like you tomorrow to go in there and withdraw $10,000 out of your savings account or checking account, and we will mark it, and we will give you $2,000 as a reward for helping us catch this bad teller. Of course, they said it a bit more integral than I'm telling you. I'm giving you, I guess, the overview. And what happens, the lady will believe she's doing the right thing. She will obviously want the $2,000 extra in her bank account. But she will go and comply and do this, bring the $10,000 out, give it to the, quote, bank examiner, unquote. And they will actually, you know, make sure she gets in her car, or they'll even pay for a cab set to get her home. And they have the money, and that's how they pull off that scheme.
Yeah, that's quite remarkable.
And I investigated many of these over the years, many of these.
Interviewing murderers and rapists and quite horrible people, to put it bluntly, how does that affect you?
Sometimes you come home and you think about things. I can remember, I collect law enforcement memorabilia and I collect law enforcement shoulder patches. And early on in my career, when I was with the Sausalito Police Department, I went to a suicide. Okay. Of course, when you go to a anywhere that has a dead body, you treat it as a homicide. You treat it as a homicide until you rule it a suicide. What struck me was that here is this man, he was maybe in his late 30s, and his wife was there, and he had two twin daughters that were 6 years old. And it really, really bothered me. In fact, that night that I went home, because I don't know why, I'm just sharing this with your audience, I woke up in the middle of the night choking, like I thought I was choking on a police patch, because I was collecting patches. But I woke up choking and sweating because of what I saw earlier on my shift with this man who, how could you think, I'm saying to myself, how can you think so narrowly when you have two beautiful twin daughters like that. And so that bothered me. So to sit here and trying to be macho, no, I'm not macho. Those things bother me. And you just have to try to deal with it and try to think of the positive things that you can do for society.
Yeah. Now, you've also written a couple of other books, haven't you, called Murder on the Rails and A Rookie Cop Versus the West Coast Mafia. So how would you describe those books?
Before Tanya Chalupa and myself got involved in writing the books, I called her the Colonel Parker. For the federal government, I did a traffic safety program called the Chief Operator Teen Driver Program. You can Google it. And I went by the Elvis the Lawman, and you can Google it too. And so I dressed up as Elvis, funded by the National Highway of Traffic Safety and the California Office of Traffic Safety, to reach kids for traffic safety. And what we did is we sang original traffic safety songs, but I did it in an Elvis voice, which I do pretty good as a cop. So therefore, after that is when we got involved and started writing these books. And for Murder on the Rails, my guy was one man of a five-man death squad that rode the rails and killed 48 people by himself.
Wow.
He admitted to me, and 100 with the death squad. He is currently, he was convicted in Oregon, Kansas, and Florida. And the FTRA, and I didn't, as a police officer, and most police officers do not know who the FTRA is, and they're the Freight Train Riders of America. They're different from the hobos, but they ride the rails, and they do a lot of crimes. They're sort of like the Hell's Angels on the train, because they wear different color conchos and different color scarves for the area they ride, whether it's north, south, etc. So they're a very dangerous group. They can make a lot of homicides look like accidental deaths. And as you know, the FBI doesn't nationally track suicides or accidental deaths. So we don't know how many actual homicides that occurred on these railroad tracks that are attributed to the FTRA. My guy says that he used to throw people off of moving trade cars just to see the expression on their face. He was a pretty scary guy. And the second book was Murder on the Rails when I was in the Albany Police and then in California. And then the Rookie Cop Versus the West Coast Mafia, I actually dealt with them. And I was in my 20s when I was dealing with these guys in their late 40s, early 50s. And it was connected to Frank Bomponcero, Jimmy the Weasel, Fradiano, Angelo Marino. And my guy, one of my guys, it's a great movie scene. I don't know if you know about the Trident Restaurant in Sausalito. It was used to be owned by the Kingston Trio. They came in there by boat, and they were all wearing black scuba gear. They came in at 3 a.m. with guns. They took down the janitors and handcuffed them. They brought their own equipment and drilled through the wall, drilled through the doors to bypass the alarm to get to the safe. Drilled through the safe, poured water in the hole so they wouldn't burn the money, used acetylene torches to open up the safe. What a great movie opener it would be. So I learned a lot from these people. I was able to arrest two. And knowing what I know today, I should have arrested more of them. In those days, they had what was called the Federal Strike Force. And it was federal agents made up of the FBI, ATF, et cetera. They don't have a Federal Strike Force anymore. But in those days, when I went to get the warrants of arrest for my two guys, one in Alamo, California, one in San Diego, you know, the Strike Force went with me to the judge and added extra credence to the importance of this crime. What's really funny, Toby, I got to tell you this, is that on the search warrant we did in San Diego, my guy became an informant, was staying with a woman by the name of Mulheisen. And at the time, the director of peace officer standard and training appointed by the governor was Gene Mulheisen, the ex-husband of this woman. So these guys hung around in high, well-to-do, influential people. But the DA, I remember, I'm in my 20s. The DA, the investigator, is in his early 50s, and he finds an attaché case and he opens it up, and inside was all these dice with casino names on it. He goes, I think I'll take this to my office. Well, if this happened today, it was my search warrant, I should have taken it. And these were all loaded dice. But they get into they get them into the games and the casinos, and they know how to get them out. They win their money. They don't win a lot of money, but they win enough, $3,000-$5,000 just to get it in and out. And they go to 3 or 4 or 5 casinos. That's, $25,000-$30,000 in a night. And he told me how they get them in and out of the games. But so I, like a rookie and a young kid, I was complaining to him. Yeah, that guy, Lewis, he took all the dice. He goes, and this guy looks at me, goes, don't worry, kid, I'll send you some. So in the mail, I get these 5 dice from the Tropicana, the Harris, the Sands, all loaded. In other words, they never crap out. They'll never roll a 7 or 11.
Yeah. Well, where are we able to find all your books? And in particular, the latest one, Know What Cops Know.
Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble have it. I strongly suggest although the others are nonfiction true stories, they're wonderful books. The Know What Cops Know is if you want to know what to do and what to look for in every one of these crimes, it's a good piece for a good book for a family to have for research. It goes into kidnappings, parental kidnappings, just so many different topics that the family and would be educated. Things on child abuse, recreational security, vacation security, babysitting safety for babysitters, kidnapping, a bunch of section on the senior citizens, gangs, et cetera. And a lot of cop skills are in there. What we look for is a couple of pages on just cop skills and what investigators will be looking for. But yeah, Know What Cops Know, a good crime prevention guide for the family.
Well, many thanks for joining us on the show. It's been very great to talk to you.
Anytime, Toby. I appreciate your kindness.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.